Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Your Merry Christmas presents are sitting in front of you. If there's not one at your seat, there's a bunch on the back table. So make sure you grab one on your way out if you don't have one. I guess our first order of business is to approve the minutes. And Bruce has already made a comment that we should probably remove Patty Murphy's name and make sure that we know he was present instead of Patty Murphy.
So you probably all rather have Patty here, but...
She was here in spirit, right?
Yes.
We figure she's been here enough that she's...
Patty Murphy's name is her role, then.
So unless anybody's seen any other adjustments to the minutes, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You like that I remembered that this time? Okay.
You're doing great.
So Richard and
Rod, second.
Rod, thank you. Okay, and then item three is our financial report for October and November behind tab three. Anybody have any comments or questions on the financials?
If it please the chair, I make a motion to approve the...
It does please the chair, Rod.
I need to approve the financial report.
Okay.
We're ready.
Rod's making a motion. Wow, you guys are on it today.
They are a great team.
All in favor? Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, everybody. Okay, so we'll move right on into the committee reports. Executive Committee, we probably need to go over some dates for our next meeting. We'll start there. Looking into February, there's a bit going on in February, but we were looking at the 1st, the 7th, or the 14th. The 14th is the day before Day on the Hill. We didn't know if that would help people with their traveling to maybe do it. Maybe we could do an afternoon meeting if we did the 14th. I know it's Valentine's Day, so I don't know if that poses problems for people. But it might save some people some travel if they're going to be up here for the Day on the Hill on the 15th. Any thoughts on those dates?
I prefer the 7th.
One vote for the 7th. A couple head shakes on that.
I prefer it not to be the Day on the Hill.
Or the day before.
Oh, the day before?
Yeah, we were thinking the day before to help everybody with driving. So do it on the 14th, stay on the hill 15th. But
I've got board members up here that I have to cater to.
But you get to cater to? Okay. Is the 7th a better day then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer the 7th.
7th, okay.
14th for me.
14th for you.
Well, your wife wants something.
Going to Disneyland earlier, so.
Oh. Anybody else have problems with the 7th? Those of you who travel, any thoughts? Because I know a lot of you have to come away. That would be 2 weeks in a row. Okay. Well, I'm hearing more votes for the 7th than otherwise. Posted on the 7th.
Book it, Dano.
Okay, so let's go with the 7th.
Same time frame then? Hot committees at 10, board meeting at 11.
Yep.
Okay.
And that is a Thursday.
Thursday the 7th.
Okay. And then we were also looking at our April date because we know we have UASBO in April. I believe it's on the 15th and 16th this year. Again, trying to keep people from having to travel back and forth too much, we were considering maybe the night of the 15th. Over at the Marriott and just getting a room, a banquet room at the Marriott to have the meeting after UASBO is done. Would that work well for people? We don't know if people have board meetings those nights. That's a Monday night. Does that work? Okay. So I think UASBO usually ends at 5. We could do maybe a 6 o'clock with dinner.
Dinner and have our meeting.
Okay.
An hour meeting and hour for dinner.
Okay.
Okay.
Rod wants a movie as well.
We can do that. Monday.
We could probably do that too.
Monday, April 15th.
Okay. Then you have to get everybody to agree on the movie.
What's that?
We'll put you in charge of that.
I know. So make sure you mail your tax returns before you go to UASBO that day or you'll be stuck.
Yeah.
Considering you all have, you know, CPAs, you probably should get them done and get them back. Okay. So we'll plan on February the 7th at 10 a.m. and April the 15th at 6 p.m. down at the Marriott, assuming we can get a room.
And then we will be July the 17th. We also have
that's right,
that
and then we already had July the 17th set.
And that will be at Zermatt is where that we will be at. I think we got some good input from everybody, and Chad down there had some great ideas about that's kind of a place we've been. We know it, mm-hmm. and it's nice for families to come, and
yep.
Great location. So anyhow, we will be at the Zermatt on July the 17th for the workers' comp meeting.
Okay. I guess real quick, too, I was going to hold on this, but last meeting we discussed the audit, and the auditors had a recommendation, not a finding, to possibly look, have Richard's team, as they're reviewing claims, look at more claims that are under $10,000. In executive committee, we discussed maybe Richard already has an external review done twice a year?
We do twice a year.
Twice mm-hmm. a year. We thought maybe it's only a recommendation, so they don't have to do anything, but we thought maybe that we would have that external review just pull some extra claims that are under that $10,000 threshold the auditors were looking at in order to satisfy that recommendation. So does anybody have any other thoughts on that, from that discussion last time?
Who does that for us? It's Sedgwick. Sedgwick, I guess, is how you correctly pronounce it. And I have a copy of their last one if anybody wants to see that. This is their last audit that was done in September, in the fall here. But it's here in August. But then this report is dated September of this year. And so I think that was a pretty good idea of saying, you know, let's go and we'll talk to our external auditor that's doing those, and we would throw some of those in the mix of that audit that we would have them do. Looks like I've got a comment down there, a question.
Chuck?
What risk does the auditor feel like what's at risk?
Good question.
I think what I'm getting from Richard is they felt like there was the ability to maybe get away with writing themselves a bunch of small checks. But their segregation of duties is so strong, I'm not even sure why it was an issue.
Yeah, they haven't noted any other internal control deficiencies or anything like that. It feels like maybe they're
overkill
or something.
That's what I said. They couldn't find anything else, so they came up with this.
And all of you know that all too well of when you have, you know, same audit company, but a new auditor that comes and, you know, they think there's an idea here to come up with. And so, yeah, that's probably enough said because you guys know that better than we do. But I think the idea probably would be okay, you know, and it wouldn't be something we would need to do, you know, ongoing. I think we could try it a year where it's just a suggestion from the auditors. I think we could try it a year and see, you know, what it looks like. I think then I would bring this report back to you that you could look at that and go, okay, you know, that there was some value to it, or we see the value to it, and then we determine if it would be something we do ongoing. I think that would be something else I'd add to that, Stephanie, is maybe just we look at it for a year.
Look
so have
it.
Them come and do it you twice and then bring you guys the report.
Well, we could consider if it, I doubt it's going to increase the cost of that very much, but it's probably going to increase the cost of that review a little bit.
Yeah.
And is it worth that extra cost? Any other thoughts?
I think it is.
Okay.
It's going to be minimal compared to having an audit finding. It's well worth the investment.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be somewhere around $100,000.
Should we do that one thing?
Yeah. I think everybody in favor of
he's
that?
Making sure he's making sure. He seems he's awake in his mind.
Everybody's awake here today.
Is that a raise to your salary? Is that what you're on?
Okay. 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 Well, then let's try that for the next couple of reviews and see how it goes. And if it feels like it's overkill, then we can always stop it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Okay. I think.
Did you need a motion?
Do we need a motion?
I'll make that motion.
This is where Rod would do such a good job.
I'll make that motion.
Bruce made motion. Can I have a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Second. Okay. Bruce.
Second.
Robert. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Richard kind of raised his hand, so I think he was doing something else. Okay. All right. Thank you for the motion. Okay, moving on to committee reports. Claims committee. Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn closed session and go back into open meeting?
Call if it pleases the chair. I'll
thank you, Rod. Second? Anybody? Right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We then go to, where am I at? Rating? No, loss control. Is that going to be you, Jimmy?
Yeah, do you want me to go next or after rating?
No, you're next. Rating's after you, so let's follow the agenda.
Okay.
I'm going to slide out of the way of the projector.
You know, and if you want, we could probably do the rating committee while we're waiting for...
Yeah, maybe while they're setting up, we should do the rating committee. That's good. Paul, do you want to go over rating committee while they're setting
up? Just so you know, we at the executive committee rating committee met this morning, and we're proposing to increase rates next year 25% across the board to help with the smoothing that we want to do. That way, I'm good.
For everybody but South Sam.
Yeah. No, if you remember last board meeting, we had a pretty healthy discussion about possible resetting of rates, and decided at that time that we would employ Pricewaterhouse to come and do some research. They came today and presented to the executive committee and rating committee. Provided some real good information. We think it's a good thing to look at, but don't know where the outcome is going to be, so we've asked them to come back at our February board meeting and talk a little bit more, maybe provide additional information, maybe having a 10 to 15 year look back to see where we are. They gave some scenarios to us today that kind of said, well, if you wouldn't have had any kind of a plus 10 or minus 10 or any type of swings like that, this is what your rate would have been. We looked at the 3-year look back on that and showed what each district would have been had we not had those kind of plus and minus rates. But anyway, you want to introduce yourself a little bit and kind of explain where you're.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm John Kriska from PwC.
Brian Gore.
And so PwC is, well, we were actually CNL in 1994 when we started the work with the funding studies. And so we've been doing this, been with you guys since the beginning of time. And as you just said, you know, because of this rate capping that is in place, what we want to do is just sort of try to see if there's any impact, adverse or favorable, unusual consequences of that. So that's why we are here. And we also do the reserving studies as well.
Sure. Right, so we'll come back in February, I think, with
yep.
the plan, and we'll have a recommendation for the board possibly then. We appreciate the effort that's gone into that study so far and look forward to the results. Thank you. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Okay, back to loss control. Jimmy.
So while Troy is setting up, I'll talk about another thing first, and then we'll get dialed back into what we're going to be doing with Troy. Just when we're doing claims, for the sake of the experience modification rate, we want to make sure that if it's just a medical only or nothing that's going to be serious, or maybe they didn't even really go to the doctor, we want to make sure that those don't get reported as a claim for the... Sherry, correct me how I'm supposed to word this.
So for our, one of the things that the experience modification has not been frequency, and we're not required to report a claim that first day only. We have an employee that calls company nurse and they recommend self-care and they don't go to a clinic or a doctor of any sort. Those claims are not required to be filed, and we're trying to keep those off of our NCCI report. So I just ran a report right before this meeting, and we have 27 from January 1 to today that we were able to divert into an individual law report as a claim. So those ones, I mean, you can report them if you want to, but I'm going to call you every single time just to confirm there was no medical treatment, and then we're not actually reporting those to the state. They won't be on our NCCI report, and it's not necessary for you to report them. So if you want to, fine, just verify there's no treatment, but you don't need to. But if they went to the doctor at all, anything that generates a bill triggers the need to file a claim.
So help us understand what you're talking about. So a lady called company nurse will not go and file a claim.
So sometimes when you call company nurse, they'll say, hey, it's just tied to my ibuprofen and I'm still elevated if you don't need to go to a doctor. And as long as they're comfortable with that and they won't go to the clinic or doctor, and those aren't really claims in the state of Utah. They were not required to report those.
And so we don't have to, or are you saying we don't have to go on the report?
Correct. Yes, the online claim, you don't have to do that.
But they can still tell somebody.
Yes, yeah, there's just a record of it. And a certain percentage of them go on to get treatment. So it's fine. And again, if you want to file them, that's fine. We actually have started reporting them to the state of work violently in case they get treatment later. But you're not required to. The law says it's the first aid, it's not a claim.
What if it is first aid initially, and they come back 3 weeks later and say, oh, it didn't get better, now I got to go to the doctor?
Which happens actually a fair amount of times, and that's totally fine, then just report it then.
Then report it as a claim.
How much time do they have before they come back 6 months?
Well, we have a lifetime medical in Utah, so I guess technically their whole life, but the farther they go out without getting treatment, the closer we look at it to make sure that the treatment really is related.
It may kind of raise some eyebrows when they go along. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't like when it was downstairs moving it. Yeah, this is a very finicky system.
Well, why don't you introduce yourself, Troy? This is Troy Willardson. He's my neighbor and my friend, but he's got a unique job that he does, and I'll let him tell you what his background is and what he's got here.
So, my name's Troy Willardson. I'm a special agent for DEA. I don't like the title special. It just sounds corny to me. You guys remember show 24, Jack Bauer? He always introduced himself as federal agent. I like that one a little better. So, I'm a federal agent for DEA. I've been doing that now for 18 years. One of the jobs that I'm tasked with is being a firearms instructor. And so I've been doing that now for about 10 years. And it includes four states around here, Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and Arizona. And so there's a lot of traveling. I put on a lot of training. And one of the tools that I use in training is this very finicky system right here that I'm trying to get up and running for you. And what it basically is a scenario-based training where if the person I'm training has been through the scenario in their mind and acted appropriately when they're presented with something similar on the street, they will have reacted in an appropriate manner, and hopefully everyone is going home that night. So it basically just inoculates you mentally to what you might experience out on the street. It's like, decided to work. Let's see here.
So anyway, he's got a lot of different scenarios on his computer there, but because law enforcement can respond to anything, quite a few of them are school-related. And so he and I sat down and pulled some scenarios that they may run into in a school. And so the cool part about it is that he's got a gun that is it's a real gun that was retrofitted with a laser to connect with the screen, so that we can have people in here come up and act like you're a responding law enforcement agent and deal with the bad guy. And so we were going to do this down in loss control, but the gun wasn't working, but now it is working, supposedly, so do you need to...
Yeah, I'll need to turn off the lights and I'll calibrate it. So this is the lesson here. It's got a CO2 cartridge in it. When you pull the trigger, the CO2 recycles it. There's a laser that shoots out a laser, puts it on the screen, and then this is a shot camera on top of the projector that allows us to go back and review where you shot. And so if anyone's feeling pretty trigger happy and good with the trigger,
we'll invite you. I'm moving. I don't want to get shot.
Please, Chair, I nominate Paul.
Yeah. I think that's a great nomination.
Paul's coming up here. I'm going to move over.
Yeah,
to
I'm coming up. Laser or not, I'm
calibrating. What's your calibrating?
Right here, the two projectors together.
The 9mm.
I can be that good that close. We did this in his garage the other night, and it was about 12 degrees out there.
How many shots did you get out of CO2 cartridge?
Oh, quite a few. I never really, you know, maybe, it's not,
nice angel.
Probably 100.
They outlawed those high capacity CO2 cartridges in California.
Yeah, probably not.
One of the cool things Troy gets to do is he'll go to Central or South America, and maybe this is closed door session stuff too. He'll fly in a plane to find grow operations and then direct the people on the ground where it is to come in and destroy it.
Call you Americano?
Yeah. They usually don't see me.
He'll fly to Sandy County?
Only for turkey. All right. Who's up? Who would like to?
Paul, jump up there, man.
Yeah, Paul. I guess you
can stop. All I want you to do is have some dialogue with the bad guy. Yeah, you can't just walk up and start. Anybody here who stayed off?
He's probably brought his own gun with him. It's usually a passion.
Well, this is the first for me. Whenever I'm running this, I'm critiquing, we're cussing and discussing and, you know, the scenario. I've just never shown people how it's worked, or, you know, just never let them run with it. So I'll answer any questions you have, but I won't critique you. I won't.
Okay, I'm used to being critiqued.
I'll just let you run with it. So
we talked about that earlier. A lot of us are married, so we understand.
All right.
How close did he be, Troy?
You know, just right in here.
Okay.
Just, yeah. If you're bad shot, we're going to scoot you up.
Okay.
All right, so here's this first scenario. Let me just say, sometimes these scenarios just put you right in a situation. Sometimes it gives you a background on what you're getting into. I can't remember what this one is. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Have you got the speakers working there then?
You know.
We got to make sure they're plugged in and turned on right here.
I think they are. They work right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do a zero here. Let's tell us if it's... Yeah. All right, they're not.
They may not be on right here.
Your trigger pull needs to get it.
Try it again. There we go.
Double tap.
Very good. Yeah.
Good call.
Okay. You can say one there. Try to make them as realistic as possible.
Hey, he was on it.
He was moving.
That's your first shot.
Oh, your second shot.
That's impressive, Paul. He dropped to a knee and you still got him.
Yeah, the first one would have got him.
That's kind of cool. East alleys?
Yeah. I'm sure they would.
You want somebody else to come out and try? Yeah.
Stephanie needs to try. She's a hunter. Uh-huh.
My dog will tell you I can't shoot very well.
We need somebody else.
Come on, Kyle. You like to shoot.
Go ahead. This
is a pretty hard one, this next one.
All
right. You got to... Yeah, that's a really good shot. He's wearing a ballistic vest, so you have to do a headshot on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
How close is that?
Did the show his shot?
Oh, shoot, I should have went back. I already went on to the next one and erased him.
So if I'd hit him in the head, he'd have dropped?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then it pans to another shooter. If there's one, there's two. If there's two, there's three. We're always looking. So this, it would turn to another shooter if it was a kid. So that just kind of lets you know, hey, look, it could be anybody in there. Nowadays, especially.
You are responding to an active shooting in progress at a local school. Look for other officers who are en route to form rapid response teams for entry into the school.
Okay, we got three. You're going to be rear guard. Terry, you've got left cover, I've got right cover. We've got shots fired in front of the school. Let's go. Left side cleared. Come on, go! Get out!
Down
trying a headshot.
Yeah, let me just say this too. This is not 100% accurate. We go to the range for accuracy. This is more for mental training.
Oh.
So that laser, it's not 100%.
Well, it shows where he shot.
Yep, right here.
That kid
have
a
gun.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
The kid that came out.
Yeah,
the kid that opened the door has gun, right?
Yeah, let's go back and look at it.
Yeah, I probably shot him.
He's on the phone calling 911.
Yeah.
Looked like a gun. So I just kind of let you know the split second decisions, you know, responders need to make.
That's awesome.
Where are you from?
Utah.
Oh, okay. My sister-in-law's
from there, Crosby. What's her first name?
Christina.
Okay, yep.
There's a man holding a teacher hostage in a local school. You respond as the secondary following the lead penetrator, performing a room-by-room search of the building.
Paul warmed it up for me.
Get Stephanie. She'll come.
That's true.
He's got to beg her a little bit.
Too much pressure in this room.
All right. A few more?
Sure.
A few more?
Yeah.
Okay.
That may have been luck. We better see.
It was lucky. Better be lucky than good, though. You might hurt so much. No!
In all the place.
You're good.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're saying first you need a good pair of glasses?
Yeah.
Well, 9mm go through a wall of that distance?
It right. Probably bounced off. It probably and then went right down the wall.
In a local school. You form a rapid response team with other officers and begin searching the building for the suspect.
Okay, the room's clear. What do you got?
have an open door on the left across the hall.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take it. Coming out. Room's clear. What do you got?
Closed door on the right, across the hall.
Okay, let's go check it out. Coming out.
Jimmy and I did it together, and I had a scenario where I had a guy beating a woman on one side, but there was an active shooter roaming, and I was so worried about the active shooter that, you know, I didn't do anything about the guy shooting or beating on the woman, and I failed, I guess, because I should have shot the guy beating the woman and gone after the gun, but honestly, I was petrified to shoot the guy because he didn't have a gun. And what would that do to me?
Right.
Right?
And then you're...
These scenarios, they get you thinking, and it was the hardest. But I remember the instructor going, you fell. And I thought, really? You know? So it's huge learning. Huge learning.
Huge learning, yeah. And I never tell anyone when to shoot or how to shoot or when to shoot because they got to live with that decision.
Exactly.
They got to make that, you know, I'm not going to be there to tell them, okay, go ahead and shoot, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it comes down to... couple of questions. At what point do you feel threatened for your life or the life of someone else? And if you can articulate why you felt that way, it should be good.
I wish Me Too would have happened last year. I probably would have shot the crap out of the guy first. It was just a hard decision to make.
Well, anyway, this was just a little fun we do sometimes in December and lost control. And it was nice to have Troy come down. I appreciate you taking the time to come down. This is an expensive piece of shit.
Great. Well, with that, blood and dead cops and Merry Christmas. Okay. Does anybody have any other items of concern that they want to discuss with the group? If not, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Unless, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay.
So moved.
Brett?
If it please draw.
And a second?
All second.
Okay. All in favor?
All right.
And any opposed? And you want to keep going? Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody.